Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Bogey and Wojo. And can we get into what we saw last night, the Big Ten ACC Challenge?
Yes,
can
as we? Long as we see, understanding that college basketball isn't huge in this area, but this is larger than a college basketball topic,
yes.
I think. When you talk about John Beilein in Michigan basketball and how at the age of, what was it, like 5 or 6 years ago, at the age of 58 or 60, that he completely evolved and changed. Well, and realized that he had to change. His teams were too finessey and getting beaten up a bit in the Big Ten and too perimeter oriented and changed. And they are at the game last night, listen to Roy Williams after. People rave about Michigan's basketball defense like they had been raving about Michigan's football defense before the little afternoon affair in Columbus.
Aww.
Okay. But they do, as far as the tenacity of it, the schemes, and they have their Don Brown as Luke Yocklich, their defensive coordinator, so to speak. So you're talking about how coaches can evolve and programs can evolve.
Well, look, it doesn't have to be exactly what, you know, my thought or my takeaway was watching the game last night. If you have a different, you know, comment or, you know, you were left thinking something completely different after you watch Michigan dominate North Carolina, the phone number is 248-539-9797. For me, John Beilein has provided a blueprint for Jim Harbaugh, for Mark D'Antonio, for the Lions, I would say, you know, the Pistons obviously have, from an analytics standpoint, upgraded everything in the front office, even though their roster is, it's flawed. They need more shooters. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They're trying to expand and reinvent themselves, but it's going to be a process. I just look at John Beilein and I go, okay, this was a stubborn guy. He came in, he brought his assistants from West Virginia. It was, you guys are going to be a part of my system. I'm not adjusting to you. You're going to adjust to me. And he didn't have a whole lot of success, you know, early on. Some, you know,
popped
Zach Novak
periodically, yeah.
Hit a huge three against Duke. But then things started to kind of slip away, and you saw John Beilein blow out that entire staff, bring in younger guys, guys from the outside who could recruit, who had voices in the room and weren't afraid, you know, to utilize them and to talk back to him and work toward
different ideas.
Absolutely. And he just became more and more open. I remember, because I had to cover the team quite a bit. I remember the 2012, 2013 season, and really it was Trey Burke's freshman year, so that would have been a sophomore year. But Trey Burke arrived, and you would have thought that John Beilein had, like, just heard of the high pick and roll.
Yeah.
Like it was every single press conference or post practice. It was just, the pick and roll. It's changed everything in basketball. And it's like, wait, is it 2012 or is it like 2005?
Well, people were behind there. Like people thought he was still playing the 1-3-1 zone like 5 years after he wasn't anymore. But the analytics part is big. He talked last night after the game. Somebody mentioned how Michigan contested like all North Carolina shots. Although North Carolina got a little hot at one point. And he said, oh, did you notice that? He said, 92% contest rate we had at halftime. And somebody said, on the ESPN, like, they have their own app, I assume, but a 92% contest rate. They're updating their stats at halftime of a game to show the players what they're doing.
And it's actually really funny, too, because, like, what Michigan is doing, they needed to, like, get better. Like, they already had the offense, you know, but they needed to get better defensively. And my argument, I guess, for Michigan football, for Michigan State football would be they need to do the opposite. Like, they have the defense, but they need to be more innovative and, you know, thought-provoking and look forward from an offensive standpoint.
Although I would contend Michigan basketball didn't necessarily already have the offense. It was too three-point dependent, not enough drives to the basket, too much thrown around the perimeter. They did.
Until about 2011, 2012. Yeah. Yes, I would say
that. You know what? Every coach, when they beat, like last year during the tournament, every team that they beat, Roy Williams said the exact same thing. When he was done ripping his own team, I asked him, I said, well, what did you think of Michigan? He goes, they got five guys that can handle the ball and take it to the basket. He said four when Teske's on the floor, but five. That can, and most teams, and you saw last year with Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman and Duncan Robinson became a guy. They did have to adjust their offense as well, not just their defense.
I would agree, but it's positionless basketball.
Kind of, not to get too geeky with it.
I mean, Teske obviously has his limitations. He's a true five, and I mean, he attempted a couple of threes last night. I don't think that they were very pleased with that. I saw Beilein pull him aside after he missed the second one, but to me, I look at a coach who he could have stayed stubborn. He could have said, no, we're going to do it my way, and said, I'm not going to, you know, delegate and trust my assistants. And instead, he has. And he stepped to the side. Like he, for a while there, when he first started at Michigan, he wouldn't let his assistants run practice. Right, he wouldn't let his assistants do anything. And now, I mean, obviously the heart condition was part of the reason why, I think it was Saudi Washington who was in charge in Spain. Right. But let him take them to Spain. Allows Yaklich to come up with, you know, defensive game plans and, you know, make sure that it's impressed upon the team. I just think Harbaugh can take a page out of Beilein's book. D'Antonio can take a page out of Beilein's book and look at it and go, wow, I need to change my ways or I am going to die.
And it's not even necessarily change. It's expand your ways. Like you can still be how you are and who you are and play the way, but be open to more ideas. Hire smart people and empower them. Mm-hmm. If I was in a position of authority, which I never, ever would be, I would be the worst CEO ever because I would just joke around all day.
Well, just drink all day.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Mad Men again.
It'd be like the 60s all over again with you as the CEO.
But I would...
Give me some ice!
Hire smart people and empower them. And I know what you say, oh, no, well, I'd hire dumb people. Well, no, some people just like to hire yes men or somebody that thinks the same way they do or agrees with them. Clearly, he didn't do that. Now, I got to read this quick ticket text that just came in from Mike V in Royal Oak. Oh, give me a break. North Carolina was terrible. College basketball sucks this year. The ACC is down. Give me a break with that. Okay. Now, this is an actual ticket text I got. Don't worry. Once Michigan basketball plays a team without injuries and is good, they'll give up 130 points like the football team did. You people. No, but listen.
Have they really beaten anyone yet? I mean, Villanova, they were, you know, just trying to figure things out there in the early going. They caught them at a good time. Come on. They didn't beat anyone.
They beat North Carolina at home, all right? I told you North Carolina was no good. Like it was like Wisconsin.
Go beat Purdue on Saturday. The Big Ten's not any good this year in basketball, okay? It's just not.
In all fairness to the crazy Italian, he was actually praising Beilein and little basketball team.
Well, that's the thing. It's so easy to respect. And look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Is Beilein proof? Or you know what? Does Beilein provide hope that a guy like Jim Harbaugh, who's been stubborn and I think wants to win his way and, you know, hasn't hired the right offensive coordinator, enough innovative of mind.
Although he's tried. I mean,
he's tried, but it's not working. Does Beilein provide hope that Harbaugh can change?
Okay.
That D'Antonio can change?
You're leaving one other name out when we're talking about evolving.
Tom Izzo.
I mean, is Absolutely.
That fair?
Oh, is that fair?
100%. I just, you know, I mean, it's Michigan State basketball. They're such an afterthought now.
Oh, but no, that's something that people have talked about with,
yes,
about Tom Izzo. And that's something he has kept the same staff for the most part. And they've been successful for the most part.
They're running the same offense they were running in 1999. Like, it's not going to work. I don't get it. And I don't want to be unfair to Izzo. I think the results kind of speak for itself. Like, he's gotten pros and he's sent guys to the NBA, but Miles Bridges was going to the NBA no matter what. Jaren Jackson Jr. was a pro the moment he stepped on campus. Right. It's not like Izzo turned those guys
Correct.
Into pros.
And you're right. And let's also be fair. They were, what were they during the regular season last year? 25-3 or whatever.
Well, the Big Ten was bad.
No, I actually. But, you know, if we're judging on March like we always have, then that has definitely fallen off.
Well, and how about this? The more entertaining product. I mean, how often do we talk about just simply wanting to go home and for 2 or 3 hours be entertained? You know, like a lot of times you turn on a national game like TNT has the NBA tonight, right? And I think the first game is Warriors-Raptors. You turn that on, that's a heck of a lot more entertaining of a game, you know, from a basketball perspective than you're going to see night in, night out around here.
That was a very entertaining game in Chrysler last night. And it, not just because of the opponent, although that added to it, but because North Carolina jumped ahead by 10, then Michigan made a run, and then North Carolina made a run, and then Michigan blew them out in the second half. Quick ticket text, 97136. And the phone number is 248-539-9797. I'm a huge Michigan fan. Loved last night's game. Love our players and coach. Also love all the jealous hate from Spartan fans. But it was the seventh game of the season, too early to crown them anything. That's from Jared in Woodhaven. I actually don't hear hate from Spartan fans about the Michigan basketball team.
No.
Almost never.
Because all the guy does is produce. And Beilein's not a jerk.
No.
Like Harbaugh is easy to dislike. Beilein's just, he just gets it done.
Who's our little resident Spartan here besides Valeni? You got the little Evan kid who runs a little website,
yeah,
right?
Hates Michigan. Like, wants to see Michigan lose more than Michigan State win. That's
pretty
how
much
sick he is. And he never bags on Beilein.
Never. And loves the little Iggy Brazdeikis. Did I get that?
Iggy.
Ignis.
Getting Iggy with it.
Brazdeikis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.